the music here. Right now, it's sunny and 48.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Right there, yeah.
22 minutes after 3 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Continuing our spotlight on Medina series, and we're coming your way again from Castle Noel, America's largest indoor year-round Christmas entertainment attraction. Also, Alien Vacation Mini Golf, right next door. Dana Claus was telling us earlier that you can get a gift card to Alien Vacation Mini Golf. It's a really good stocking stuffer.
There you go.
Everybody loves playing mini golf. Matt Douglas loved playing Alien Vacation Mini Golf last year until I beat him last year.
It's the aftermath that I haven't been enjoying for, what, the last year, 364 days?
Well, I'll tell you what I haven't enjoyed. I haven't enjoyed that world-famous Matt Douglas mint chocolate chip milkshake, which I've been promised for beating you last year.
And you make a bet with this guy. You never forget. I offered him a milkshake. If he beat me, he got lucky one day.
You need to put it in writing.
Yeah, thank you. I like that. That's on my side here.
See, I've got confirmation that I won that. The witness is actually here at Castle Noel with us. This portion of the Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by Miss Molly's Tea Room and Sister Businesses. Allow yourself plenty of time when you visit the ultimate destination that is Miss Molly's at 140 West Washington Street in Medina. And speaking of Miss Molly's Tea Room and Sister Businesses, Ed Wright is here with us. Ed, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. It's a pleasure to be back again this year. Well, and look forward to our discussion.
I had heard a rumor you're going to the Cavs game a little bit later.
Absolutely.
On
win or lose, I'm going to be there cheering them on tonight.
Very good.
Well, we need you to work your magic and see if you can maybe get the Cavs some good positive mojo, because, man, do they need it right now.
Well, I'll try, but I'm not promising anything with what we got to work with right
Appreciate
now.
That.
But we'll keep pushing.
We were saying Russell Westbrook's out of the lineup for Oklahoma City tonight, sprained ankle, so maybe that gives him a bit of a chance, Ed.
Amen. Let's hope.
Well, tell us what's happening down at Miss Molly's. For those who have never been and experienced Miss Molly's, what do you guys have going on?
Well, the fantastic thing about Miss Molly's, we're now in our 20th year of existence as we've owned the business, and it's been really interesting to watch things grow over the years. 85% of our customers on a daily basis come from outside of Medina. They may come from Columbus. They may come from Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, from all around. And so we've had this fantastic development of support from all over the country. And as this has happened, we've also done a few things that I think are extremely important. We've always focused on quality and consistency of the food that we serve our people and our customers. And what we found is people will come back maybe 5 years and they say, man, what I had was exactly what I had before. That is great. And so the key to that, guys, is the fact that Miss Molly's makes everything from scratch. You know, in today's world of restaurants, you can buy anything pre-made. But in reality, it's never going to be made as well as something that's fresh and made with a little love and a little passion. And we try to bring all that to the game every day.
You guys have a very unique setup as well, and you guys have so many wonderful events that you've hosted there over the years. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there because you mentioned to me between breaks that you guys had a murder mystery dinner many moons ago. You look the exact same as you did the video that I saw. I mean, you're just like a fine wine. You just get better with age. But you guys have the creative space over there, and it allows you to do so many wonderful things like a murder mystery dinner. But you guys have done some others recently, including the Mystery Women of Medina. Boy, that's got to be awesome to have a space like that that's so unique that opens it up to be able to do things like this.
Well, that was a very fantastic event because we were celebrating and supporting our bicentennial here in Medina, and it's Medina County's bicentennial also. And the thing that made it really sort of special is we had all of the city council members come over and serve the customers. They were pouring the beverages. They were actually taking hors d'oeuvres and appetizers out to the tables. And we had the place absolutely packed. We probably had 180 people in that space that only seats 160. And we had different events going on by showbiz, doing reenactments of some of the mystery women. And we also had the AAUW reading all kind of, I think it was 22 different scripts. And so we had all these activities going on. We had tremendous animation and with all the people, the dress that they put on. It was just one great event. And the thing I'm very proud of is we donated 100% of the proceeds of that event to the city and to the bicentennial and absorbed all the costs, because we only have one chance in a lifetime to do that for our bicentennial.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool. You get that feeling around Medina. I mean, there's that sense of pride in the city, and especially when you hear about that. I mean, council members coming in and serving people, and you guys kind of giving back to the city there as well.
Yeah, we try to do as much of that as we possibly can. And, you know, we've got a lot of other events. I mean, tying in with here at Castle Noel, we've got a great Christmas breakfast that we do every year where the kids and the parents all get a big waffle breakfast with bacon and all kind of good touchings. They end up getting a present. And then the neat thing is the elves will actually escort them over to the toy store, where they're going to be with Mr. and Mrs. Claus and get to spend time, you know, talking to them and telling them what they want. And they can go around the toy store and make their wish list. So we're doing all kind of things like that. During our candlelight walk coming up, we've got a great quartet that comes and sings every year. And they stroll around the restaurant from table to table singing Christmas carols and really make people, you know, feel like $1 million. And then we'll have another event that we call Friendship Day. Why we call it Friendship Day, I don't have the foggiest idea. It's just how it started a long time ago. But we'll have usually a string quartet playing there. And we'll have, again, favors for all the friends that show up. So we try to do a lot of things. And day to day, we're constantly, our whole focus is how do we pamper those people that come and are our guests. You know, how can we make them feel special? Because we want them to walk out that door thinking, by God, that was fantastic, and I can't wait to come back again.
Very nice. Again, we're speaking with Ed Wright with Miss Molly's Tea Room and Sister Businesses. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And you guys had an event not long ago where you dined with the spirits of the past. What was this event all about?
Well, we do this every year. And it's the part of what's been put on for many years of Walk with the Spirits of the Past. And what we realized probably 10 years ago is not everybody can walk that whole event and get to listen to the reenactments that are put on by Showbiz. So we started doing Dine with the Spirits of the Past at Miss Molly's, where they can come in a nice air-conditioned environment, they can have a wonderful meal and beverages, and listen to all the reenactments right in front of them, right there in the restaurant. People love it. And the actors love it because they don't have to be out in the elements.
I can imagine, yes.
Matt Douglas loves when he's not out in the elements.
I do, yes.
That's actually one of his excuses for losing to me in mini golf, because he was out in the elements, they say.
Even though it's indoors.
Yeah. I mean, it's a controlled environment, right? I mean, sure. I guess you benefit from that. Well, I see Miss Molly's Tea Room and Sister Businesses. What are the sister businesses in conjunction with Miss Molly's Tea Room?
Well, the one that's been with us from the beginning is the gift shop. And we've got a couple of thousand square feet of a very, very unique gift shop where you find a huge selection of teas from all over the world. We have like 60 different loose teas that people can get, many of them that are especially blended just for us. You can't get anywhere else. But we've got all kind of other gifts in there, a lot of china, teapots, cups and saucers, some clothing in there. We've got all kind of different greeting cards, probably the best selection of greeting cards you'll find anywhere. It's really tremendous. And so they're constantly changing with every season, all kind of gifts that would be great, you know, for yourself, spoil yourself, or take it to somebody else. And, you know, that's the first connection. The next connection that comes on is probably the toy store right across the hallway. Medina Funtastic Toys is part of the whole family. And there we've got this huge selection of brain-stimulating educational toys for not only our youth, but for the adults also. There's so many games. You know, in today's world of video games, you know, you don't think about the fun of old board games where you actually look people in the eye and, you know, had sort of the conversation. You two are having competitive conversation. Yeah. There's a lot of fun in doing
sure,
that.
Sure, there is.
And we'll actually have some nights we'll have an adult game night where you can come in and play the games, several different games on tables, and there'll be refreshments there for you. Some of them may be stimulating. And so, I mean, that's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Puzzles, games, toys, books, all kind of different unique things. Again, we're doing all the work for the customers. We're going out and finding the best toys available in today's world and bringing them to Medina. And then last but not least, and it probably could be very much at the top of the list, is Molly's Fashion Boutique. Molly's Fashion Boutique has a tremendous selection of designer clothing that's reasonably priced. You know, we don't do like the big box stores. They have a great buying power. They turn around and they mark this thing up like four times, you know, and then they put a sale sign on it and discount it and think, you're getting this great deal. Well, we go out and we buy only quality clothing. You know, ours won't last, you know, like some of the things we've seen, only 6 months. Yeah. Ours will last for years. You may be wearing it 10 years from now. But the unique thing about it is you're not going to find the styles. You're not going to find the classy designs in the big box stores that you're going to find at Molly's Fashion Boutique. It really is extremely special, extremely unique. And if you've got any women in your lives, you need to bring them to Molly's Fashion Boutique and pamper them, because, you know, a happy wife or a happy girlfriend's a happy life.
Very true. I was thinking, as you're going through that, I mean, the toy room for the kids, the wife can do a little of that. And for the gentlemen, especially ourselves, we can do some damage in the restaurant there, so you can make everybody happy. That's cool.
Very nice. Well, Ed, we know you got to run because you're going to downtown Cleveland, the Quicken Loans Arena tonight, to watch the Cavaliers take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. If they win, we'll have to have you on again soon, because you're obviously providing some positive mojo for those Cavaliers. But thank you for stopping by. This was a lot of fun.
Appreciate
well,
it.
If they win tonight, I'm going to call you guys and remind you of this. And I'll look forward to it. Thanks so much. It's my pleasure.
Trust me, this guy doesn't forget when he makes those comments, I tell you.
Hey, you know
been
what?
Been hearing about it for a year.
When you are teased with a milkshake, you tend not to forget. There's an incentive for me to remember.
Sure.
Ed, thank you again. This is a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
Drive safe tonight.
Thanks, Ed. Yeah.
Again, this portion of Spotlight on Medina brought to you by Miss Molly's Tea Room and Sister Businesses. Ed Wright just told us all about them. Allow yourself plenty of time when you visit the ultimate destination that is Miss Molly's at 140 West Washington Street in Medina. Time to take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back with more right after this from Castle Noel on our Spotlight on Medina here on AM 930 WEOL.